His revolution has deep penetrated the Catholic Church. Liberating women. And of course, Catholic Church, on communist terms, is notorious for enslaving women. Women can be ordained priests. Women can be ordained bishops. And over the centuries, Catholic Church has only been a pope. And a man. I will not speak for hours on the depth of penetration of Marxism in the Catholic Church. Over the years, I have bought, as the books came out, one after another, of the books on feminism. Spend myself the price of buying those books. I repeat what I think I've said before. Every single principle of radical feminism is borrowed, in many cases, word for word from Karl Marx. Am I still clear? This is why, remember, there's a plan for these courses. First course, remember what's been called? Well, remember what made me give this first course? Fatherless America. I was living and teaching in New York. I've told you this on some occasion. Two missionaries of charity. I asked them, one of the classes, because they are serving mainly in the Bronx. And I heard that many families living in the Bronx don't have their fathers living with them. So I asked, what percent of the families that you serve, people you serve, have the father and mother living with their family? We had most 10%. That is becoming a pattern in our nation. Men are being dominated by the Marxist revolution. Maybe then you elaborate a little more before we finish Lenin's lecture on the emancipation of women. The emancipation of women has become the motto of one once civilized nation after another. The United States, most of the working force is women. Do you know that? More than wealth, controlled by women. And the revolution is succeeding phenomenally. Now, just to comment, as a Christian Catholic, on the implications for us. I can't begin to tell you. Important is, I would say indispensable, for all of you, understand communism. You must, I repeat, you must understand communism, which means understanding Marxism, which is the philosophical foundation of communism. Otherwise, there is no way we can begin to understand the revolution going on in the Catholic Church. The revolution, the most serious revolution in the history of Christianity. revolution is fomented by Marxist ideas. Women are trained, women, children are trained from infancy to consider themselves, they are women, they are the future ruling class. They have shared with you. He twice is just one tragic example. The church, one civilized nation after another, is very short of priests. Do you know that? They have shared this with you. In the United States, we've lost 90% of our Catholic seminarians. One seminarian studying for the priesthood in 1998 compared to 10 at the close of the Second Vatican Council. What is this building we're speaking in? What is it? What was it? An empty what? Catholic school. Closed 85% of our Catholic schools in America. As the women who became Marxists in our country wrote, we are sick and tired of being nursemaids to other people's children. We were liberated and began to repeat among believers who had given up their faith, seduced, a repeat by Marxism. As you realize, that is not all. Because the penetration of Marxist ideas in our country is very deep. In our vocabulary, what is considered a developed country? If our country is one that, well, is more wealthy, more food, more money, straight, undiluted Marxism. I'm thinking for this before. How many pairs of clothes the Archdiocese of Detroit? 42 parishes, which I have the names of. And these parishes you know now are being run, in many cases, by either women, shall I call them feminized men? The hardest thing, what I'm saying, hardest thing for a man in the United States today is to be authentically masculine. No one is right in mind would deny that many women have abused their gender, having macho men over the years, of course. But does that mean that men are not to be the fathers of families? Be surprised when we answer this question. How did we now call homosexuality begin? Began with Marxism. And abortion began with Marxism. Nathan, I think I've quoted him before. Anything to remember? The call from Judaism to Catholicism. He will lecture some time ago, both being driven by our chauffeur from the airport, where we give the lectures, whom I had just recently been in Moscow. He hasn't told me. I have checked the figures. The average of abortions in Russia in the years from 1917 to the breakdown of communism in Russia, the average was 65 million abortions every year. Hear it. Abortion is part of women's liberation. Do you hear me? Father may conceive the child. Woman says to herself, but I'm in charge. I am currently helping a woman who was the mother of a child born out of wedlock. The father told the mother, you must abort. She refused to abort. Well, the child to birth, then married. The father. Now you sued the mother. Pray for her. A last resort as appealing to the Supreme Court. And the father has sued the mother for refusing to abort. Every single court known now for about 5 years. Every single court has defended the mother in favor of the father, and currently being sued for $70 million. Now you have the money. Called me up the other day, asking for prayers. As our court system, am I clear? Abortion in our right of every woman. You dare challenge that? And that, I repeat, is a straight, undiluted gift of Marxism to our country. May all of you a blessing. May the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, on all of you and your families, remain with you from my heart. God bless you. Before I get to Europe, I see one rosy for you people. God bless you. Maybe you'll say, Peter. Thank you.